Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Mija, or Binti in Arabic, and this podcast is about my family, those who are alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Here's what you need to know about Sharif. He's very kind, he's passionate, and what we call gada, or ride or die. And Egypt is his life. Sharif is my uncle, though he's not really my uncle. So here goes 10 minutes to tell his story. We're in a house in Alexandria, at the dining room table, and there's a boy fixing a clock. A small evil-eye stone is hanging beside him, reflecting specks of blue light on his finger. Another stone. This is Sharif. The stone is for protection, though he won't need it just yet. The young Sharif is always fixing things. Something about the feeling of solving a problem, helping others, always made him feel good. In Egypt, we say he is gada, which means he's always got your back. Sharif is the son of fruit vendors. He goes to school and helps them at their stall in the city center in the afternoon. But one day, on a trip to visit family in the city of El Bihira, his parents are killed in a terrible car crash, and Sharif is left all alone. The day he gets the news, he loses faith in himself. He can think of no future without them. But his neighbor, Abdu, gives him a job in his restaurant. He wants to make sure that the young Sharif doesn't end up on the streets. Abdu and Sharif become good friends despite a few years of age difference. They play tawla, or Egyptian backgammon, on weekends in their local coffee shop, the Ahwa. And when Abdu, my father, meets Muna, my mother, it is Sharif who ends up urging him to follow her to the UK. Abdu notices Sharif's talent for fixing things and advises him to go to school to have a better future. With Abdu's help, Sharif would sneak off in the corner of the restaurant during his shifts to study. And eventually he gets the right grades and makes it into an engineering school in Cairo. No one could believe it. Flash forward a few years, and we're in Cairo, where Sharif is finishing up school. Still always helping his neighbors, still always hustling and making some extra money, fixing LED lights for the fruit vendors, working night shifts. He dreams of being able to do his technical handiwork all across Egypt. After his classes, one of his side hustles is to work at a movie theater serving popcorn and turning reels for Egyptian comedy films. He becomes best friends with his co-worker, who is also a student, Sayyid. Every night, they would watch the same movies over and over again, especially the classics. After everyone left, they'd stick around and mute the films and recreate their own dialogue up in the projector room. They stick together and help each other study for exams, and at school, Sayyid draws up a plan for an internet cafe business that they would start in Cairo and bring to other cities. They saved their money from their job and paid the lease on a shop when the protesting began in Tahrir Square. It's a revolution. Like many young people, Sharif and Sayyid participate in joining thousands of voices in Tahrir Square every night. Though at first the protests are peaceful, Abdu tells him to wear the famous Nazar stone that saved Auntie Hiba, a blue stone with an eye on it. On the back, it carries the Quranic verse, Ayat al-Kursi, which signifies protection. One night, a dark smoke travels through the streets of Cairo. Blowing through the crowd, the smoke travels to the cafe and takes Sayyid. Sharif finds him, dead, and mourns his friend in the middle of the protest. A month after Mubarak steps down, Sharif still hasn't left the square because he wants to ensure a peaceful transition. He can't believe that Mubarak was ousted by them, the youth, after 30 years of rule. He felt so much bliss, so much hope, and he's built a community there now. One afternoon, as he's getting his hair cut at one of the tents camped in the square, he sees the figure of Sayyid in the crowd. He waves. We hear parts of the story over the phone in London, Egypt, and New York. Mama Mona, Baba Abdo, Omar, and I experience the Egyptian Revolution at a distance, watching the news from afar, mobilizing in the streets where we are in solidarity.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Khalifa, no more!
We see headlines calling it the Arab Spring. Omar and I admire Sharif's determination to stay in Egypt. With family in London and New York, he could very well leave. But he decides to stay, because Egypt is home. He tells us stories from the square, Many months later, when things have settled, Sharif sends us links to music that started circling around after the revolution. Shaabi music, which means music of the people, with electronic beats. Today, Sharif still has his internet cafe in Cairo. It took him a while to repair it after the protests, after working day and night for weeks on end. There came a moment where he wanted to give up, where he thought building something that wouldn't last in today's Egypt wasn't necessarily worth it anymore. For weeks, he left the shop abandoned. But 5 years after the 2011 revolution, Sharif visits Sayyid's family. He spends some time with them, understands the life of his lost friend. They all do the El Sanawiyya, the yearly community prayer at the local mosque in his honor. That night, Sharif attends a Mahraganat mash-up party where the Shaabi music has evolved into a whole new genre called Mahraganat, which sounds like this. His eyes are drawn to the stage, which include LED lights that form letters to say, "We Egyptians are alive." When he goes back home that weekend, he opens up the shop for the first time. Everything is covered in dust. He clears it all away, cleans up, and places another stone in the shop's window. And renames the shop in Sayyid's memory. Sharif now lives his days hoping for a better future for his family, for his country, and his people.
This podcast was produced by Studio Ochenta. Story by Rana Abdelhamid and Mona El-Bogdadi. Creative director and executive producer, Lori Martinez. Senior fiction producer, Maru Lombardo. Assistant producer, Zeyna Abuel-Makarem. Associate producers, Rebecca Seidel and Fadi Samitoson. Original theme song by Gabriel Dalmazo. Sound editors, Luis Raul López-Levi and Maru Lombardo. Special thanks to Sadia Azmat and Alia Moro, who advised us on the Arab-Egyptian Londoner experience. In English, Miha was voiced by Rana Abdelhamid. Rana is also the founder and ED of a nonprofit organization called Malika, which runs self-defense, financial literacy, and healing justice programs, building safety and power for women around the world. You can learn more and support their work at malika.org. Our graphic designer for this season was Sebastian Marquez, and our social media manager is Leisha Lopez. This podcast is available in English, Spanish, and Arabic. You can find episodes from every version plus full transcripts on ochentastudio.com/mijapodcast. Follow us at Mija Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you like the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.